Hello and welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page. Today is Saturday, the 7th of July, 2007. We're publishing early this week in the hope we'll be able to entice a few of you to go to Palo Alto, California on the 12th, the 13th, or the 14th and watch two young ladies perform one of G.L.'s plays, Beyond Measure. Got to hurry, not much time left. Admission is only $5. Even less time, though, if you want to hear a reading of G.L.'s newest play, Against the Dying of the Light, at the Boston Playwrights Theater on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. It starts at 7 p.m. this Sunday. Tomorrow, admission is free. Jerry, a little while ago, you got an email from Kim Blank.
Yes.
It said, "My name is Kim Blank, and I'm now a sophomore at NYU Tisch. My close friend, Shayna Karp, who studies theater at UC Davis, and I would so love to perform your play, Beyond Measure, at the Dragon Theater in Palo Alto, California, as one part of a two-part short play festival. We're basically looking to create something imaginative and daring with the tools that we've garnered last year as freshman theater majors and bring it to our community back home. I feel that Beyond Measure is just a perfect play to allow us that kind of experimentation. I so hope that we can do this with your permission. $5 tickets will be sold. As much as I would love for it to be free production, we have to pay the owner of the theater for use of the space and cannot come up with that kind of money without ticket sales. I will, of course, send over any pictures and articles that discuss our production. Again, I so hope this production is all right with you. Hope to hear from you very soon. Did you answer?"
Oh, I answered immediately and said, "Yes, of course, do the production. This is a play that I wrote for my actress friend, June Lewin, and she was at the time taking both step aerobics and karate, and I thought I would write a part in which she could demonstrate that she could do karate. So I wrote a play with a wonderful physical fight in it for two women. And this is it, Beyond Measure. It was actually written for older women, but if students want to do it, well, that's what you're in school for, right? To learn how to play people who aren't yourselves."
Exactly. And you got a message back, and it said, "We open on July 12th and close on July 14th. That's next week. At the Dragon Theater in downtown Palo Alto. That's on 535 Alma Street, Palo Alto, California. I'll send you pictures as soon as possible. Shane and I just took pictures today for poster photos, and a photographer is coming on Thursday to take some for the local paper. We're so excited about this. Thanks much for your permission." And it mentions their website, http://vagabond.co.nr.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing those pictures. These young ladies look charming and attractive. And, of course, they're full of eagerness to get on stage and do some things. Now, I have no idea. This is only one of two one-act plays that they're doing together. I suspect the other one must be a bit longer. You can read through this play in 10 minutes flat, but, of course, if you put in all the karate and the other physical actions in it, it could stretch out to be almost twice that long, I suppose.
The other show is called Adventures in Monotheism.
That's what we had to say about the effort, not having heard them. They just sent along a piece from their rehearsal. Care to listen in?
"I've come to pick up Richard's things."
"Why would Richard send you? He'll be home himself in an
hour." "Don't count on it, Paulette."
"If you weren't going to be home, he'd have called."
"Such a well-trained husband."
"Yes, yes he is. One of us has to drive Olga home at 6 after she comes back here with Arthur. If Richard can't drive her, he'd call."
"Oh! When was the last time?"
"The last time what?"
"When Richard was too busy to drive Olga home."
"Ages ago."
"3 or 4 months at least?"
"Yes. He's been an angel."
"Ah. Richard's reformed. So very, very different from when he was married to me. And screwing you."
That was a snippet from Geralyn Horton's short play Beyond Measure. I'm Shayna Karp and I play Paulette.
I'm Kim Blank and I play Grace. Beyond Measure opens Thursday, July 12th at the Dragon Theater in Palo Alto, California, followed by Adventures in Monotheism, another short by our very own Mallory Ortberg.
Thanks for listening, and please visit www.vagabond.co.nr for pictures, information, tickets, and more.
That's all she wrote for this week. Two shows, one on each coast. This is a good week for GL.
although we're both a little beat from our efforts this week. We also managed to redecorate our living room. When she gets started, there is no stopping her. Until next week.